60 years ago, June 22nd was a Sunday. In the then Soviet Ukraine, the weather was warm, flowers were blooming, school was out, and the world was about to change. That morning, Germany invaded the Soviet Union. The invasion was a surprise that broke a treaty between the two tyrannies. It was also a fatal miscalculation by Adolf Hitler that would grind down the German army and prepare the way for their defeat, but at great cost to the Soviet Union, too. Tatyana Fedyai was a 23-year-old teacher and mother who was preparing to travel to Odessa on the Black Sea. There she would pick up her 6-year-old daughter, Natasha, who was recuperating from an illness. Her journey took her directly toward the front line of invading troops. She later wrote about that experience. Her daughter, Helen Charoff, is now translating those memoirs, and Helen Charoff joins us from the studios of WNPR in Hartford. Thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
What did your mother see, hear? What does she remember from that day?
Oh, her remembrances are of a beautiful June day that was quiet and peaceful and the totally unexpected announcement that comes around 12 noon that completely changed not her life, but the lives of everyone around her.
Mm-hmm. That was a radio announcement she heard from the foreign minister?
She was actually on a train station where she was ready to depart for Odessa, where my sister Natasha was in a sanatorium. And the train loudspeakers on the platform announced that there was going to be an announcement from Molotov, who was the foreign minister at the time, at 12 noon. So she had this rather jittery half hour to wait until the announcement actually came on.
Your mother got on a train that went right into the teeth of it that day, didn't she?
Yes, Odessa was, if not on the very border, but definitely close to that entire 1,800-kilometer border that Hitler's armies and aircraft and troops were moving swiftly across.
Weren't many people on board that train?
Not going in that direction, no.
Yeah.
No. It was pretty empty, pretty quiet and peaceful, and she writes in her memoirs about how she's looking at the countryside and they're really... No one sort of knows yet what's going on, and she wonders whether or not, is there really a war, or is this all just a bad dream?
Could you describe for me the scene that your mother describes in the memoirs you're translating that unfolded at the Odessa train station?
Well, it was really kind of almost a cinematic, horrific sight of the train station just totally teeming with masses of people who are trying to get on board any train that's leaving in the other direction. They're hanging off the sides. They're climbing on top of the locomotives. You know, children are being dragged along. There's one scene she describes of a babushka, an old woman who's clearly been separated from her family and has this totally dazed look in her eyes as to where she's going. So it was total chaos and panic.
Did your mother make it back home?
She did make it back home with the help of the train engineers who were friends of her first husband there in Russia. She was able to board a train in the other direction as long as it was sort of loaded off the platform, and she was able to get onto it with her daughter before the masses pushed in through the doors and almost sort of beat them back against the wall. So she made it.
How did that war change your mother's life and the destiny of your family?
Oh, irrevocably. After the Germans occupied the town where she lived, which was further east from Odessa, probably 4 months later, she was separated from her husband, who retreated with the Soviet army, and she was left in that town with two children and her own mother. And during the German occupation, she was in a position where she really had no other choice but to retreat with the German army when it began the retreat after Stalingrad in 1943. So at the point at which the war started and the Germans occupied her homeland, it was sort of written in her fate that she would leave Russia forever after that and retreat with the German army all the way back into Germany and never again return to Russia.
I'm curious about something, and it's perhaps one of these items that you know so well, it might be a little bit baffling to the rest of us. When you say your mother was forced to retreat with the German army, why was that?
Well, there was a defining moment in my mother's life during the German occupation where she was faced with a decision. There was a terrible hunger. The Soviet army had burned and taken everything with them when they retreated from the town that she lived in. And and the German occupying army, when they came in, took coal and took food and took grain and shipped it back to Germany. So there was a terrible famine. And my mother's two children and her own mother were in the course of starving to death. And she was faced with a decision of whether or not she would continue to try to exchange clothing, of which they had none left at that point, or whether or not she, under pressure from the German commandant, who was the officer there, would in fact go to work for the Germans as an interpreter. And faced with the decision of either seeing her children starve in front of her and perish along with herself, she made the decision to work as a translator and in that way save herself and her children from starvation.
Your mother did what she needed to survive.
Yeah, I can't, you know, myself a mother now, I can't see how she could have decided otherwise at the time, although that decision was probably the defining moment for her in the sense that then there was no other course of action but to retreat with the German army because she would have faced execution as so many other Russians would have at the time that the Soviet army came back.
May I ask, is your mother still alive?
Yes, she is.
And Natasha, your sister?
Yes, my sister is still alive also. She lives not too far away from my mother, and she certainly remembers a lot of these episodes in her life from a different perspective, from that of a child during the war and then a teenager in Germany after the war. She's been living here in the United States ever since then, too, and my older brother as well.
What does this this date of June 22nd mean for you and your family, and for that matter, what would you tell us it means for other Russians around the world today?
Well, I think that this was such a deciding day for so many who had family, so many for whom the mobilization of troops and for whom the loss of sons and of husbands. I mean, Russia took a terrible toll during World War II. I think for many, this is a day that is probably the equivalent of Pearl Harbor for Americans and the kind of heroic effort that had to be mounted as a result of that. But I think one of the things that is even more painful for many Russians is that this war was fought on their territory and that it was really, it was the personal toll of not just people, but homes and villages that suffered also under it.
Do you have any of your mother's memoir with you?
Yes, I do. Well, I'll read the opening section where she describes what's happening on that June day.
Okay.
Если бы кто-то сказал, что через несколько дней все перевернется вверх дном, вся страна задрожит. On that day, someone had said that everything would be turned upside down in our lives, that the entire country would shudder from fear, that windows would be blanketed, goods would disappear from store shelves, that troop mobilization would begin immediately with its send-off of sons and husbands. Who would have believed it? War? With whom? It couldn't possibly be with them. 2 years ago, we had signed a non-aggression pact making us allies, even friends, although a nauseating suspicion kept creeping in at every incursion of our ally into neighboring countries. And of course, it couldn't have been our fault. We were a peace-loving people and would not have attacked anyone. And yet, it had begun.
Ms. Chertoff, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Helen Chertoff of Moodus, Connecticut, whose mother, Tatiana Fedyai, was a 23-year-old teacher and mother in Ukraine, June 22nd of 1941, the day the war began between Germany and the Soviet Union. Thank you.